This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
On show 427, Ford's hybrids, big plans for BYD, and Tesla's Model 3 gives the Germans a headache. Well, those stories and many more on today's show. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. In fact, wherever you're listening in the world, at whatever time of day, whether this is your commute, out for a walk, for a run, at the gym, at home, welcome to EV News Daily, Wednesday, 27th of March edition. My name is Martin Lee. I've been through every EV story that I can find today and picked out the best ones to save you time. Thank you, as always, to MyEV.com for helping make this show. If you're in the market for buying, maybe selling, or maybe just learning about EVs along the way, and you're in the US, of course, then MyEV.com is the website you need. Let's kick off with Ford then. Earlier this year, Ford announced it will electrify its new model lineup in Europe from the all-new Focus onwards. And when we say electrify, of course, we mean a degree of electrification. But what does it mean? Let's find out. New nameplates and upgraded versions of existing vehicles will be included. After launching its first ever hybrid wagon with the facelifted Mondeo, aka estate car, Ford in Europe is now announcing it's going to bring mild hybrid variants of the Focus and Fiesta to Europe, according to Anthony Carr for Motor1.com, the US site today. Where the Fiesta EcoBoost Hybrid and the Focus EcoBoost Hybrid use a version of the 1-litre, 3-cylinder engine equipped with an integrated starter generator. Now, what that starter generator does is it replaces a traditional alternator, and that's enough to call it a hybrid car. So what that system does, it recovers and stores energy during braking and when you coast as well. So that energy isn't lost, but it stores it in a very, very small 48-volt lithium-ion air-cooled battery. Well, the energy from the battery is then released when you either accelerate hard or provides torque assistance for a punchier, more responsive performance at lower engine speeds. It's really there to support the 1-litre engine. Of course, being 48 volts, it's then not classed as a high-voltage car. Hasn't got to have those bright orange leads that you'll see in EVs if you lift the bonnet or the frunk or wherever you're looking. It's safer to work on, for instance, because it's lower voltage. EVs being some of them 400 volts, some of them 800 volts coming on the market soon. 48-volt systems, clearly much safer to work on. And it can run the car's electrical ancillaries as well. Does it really count as a hybrid car? Well, technically, it's a degree of electrification. It's a long way off making an EV, and it's only really the kind of technology that other automakers have been putting in their cars for such a long time now. But nobody tell Ford. They're very proud of their new hybrids. This is sort of electrified models. All right, let's move on to Chinese automaker BYD officially launching the all-new E product series, which is going to be operated parallel with the Dynasty series. And if you're not familiar with BYD, Chinese company, they make a lot of commercial vehicles, a lot of buses actually here in the UK, all around the world actually. But for many outside of China, their cars won't be very well known. There are three sedan models and two SUV models to be launched under the E series to be rolled out this year. So they're on a real kind of roll, pardon the pun, of rolling out cars at the moment. The automaker's going to start to accept orders very soon of the BYD E1. That's the first model for the new series, and pre-orders begin on April the 1st. This is according to InsideEVs.com. Now, products under the newly launched series are developed on the E-platform. It's pure battery electric vehicle, this platform, pure BEV, what we see, BEV, battery electric vehicle, unveiled at the Auto China show last year by BYD. According to their planning, the E-series is positioned as a provider of smart battery electric vehicles. It focuses on quality, they say, but also cost and performance. Can you have all those things? Can you have a cheap car that's very high quality and very high performance? Well, that's what the press release says as well. And what they call intelligent mobility life. Nothing like a good slogan from a car manufacturer. But it's good news, right? It's good news that even in China, BYD are making big steps forward in their car lineup as well as their commercial vehicles. I mentioned this at the start of the show. Tesla's Model 3 is giving some people a bit of a headache here in Europe. In its first full month on sale, the Model 3 has already gone to number one on the European sales charts. I mentioned this yesterday on the podcast. I also teased that I'd be looking into these figures a little bit more, not just for EVs, but all automotive, and actually in the so-called luxury mid-size segment. I know we're slicing and dicing the car market here a little bit, but if you go luxury mid-size, it's currently number one in Europe, and that's a big accomplishment for a car that is all electric, that's made in California, that hasn't got factories all around the world yet, so it's not made on this continent. They're all being shipped on, you know, boats across the ocean, and it's already gone to number one. Even more impressive, the Model 3 isn't even available in the UK yet. And the UK is going to be a reasonably sized market for Tesla. Right-hand drive versions not yet being produced. Well, not in numbers. Give me 30 seconds. We'll come on to that. Eric Loveday from Motor1.com today says the focus is on sales in the month of February. We haven't got March's figures yet. Of course, we're still in the month. Figures for February in Europe have now been finalized. How well did the Model 3 do in terms of sales? Well, it did outsell those German rivals, the likes of the BMW 3 Series, the Audi A4, the Mercedes C-Class. A bit of a punch in the face to the German automakers right on their doorstep. Now, that's 1 month. It's a snapshot, and we know that the way that Tesla work, they tend to work in batches with their cars, so it's not a constant stream coming into Europe. So we are a couple of days away now from the end of the quarter, if you're listening to this show reasonably promptly after publication. And so they are rushing to get as many cars to Europe, to China, to the east coast of the US. When we get into the new quarter next month, Q2, I gather they're going to be focusing once again on domestic production and shipping a lot of those cars to the US to begin with. So it's interesting the way they split it. Now, Philippe Munoz is the global analyst for JATO Dynamics, and said this, and I quote, "As we're seeing in the US, Tesla's also shaking up the European market. Its long-lasting impact will depend on how quickly the German premium automakers and Volvo and Jaguar Land Rover react to the arrival of the Model 3 in Europe and how quickly they can bring their own mid-size electric cars," end quote. That quote there does kind of imply that the German automakers have been caught slightly on the hop and they need to react, and how quickly can they bring their cars to market? Well, I don't think the Model 3 arriving is going to change anything, because everyone knew it's been coming for months, if not years, around this time. We know it's coming to the UK this summer in right-hand drive model, and it's not going to affect the German automakers' plans at all. Maybe it'll focus minds a little bit, maybe, but they've all got very advanced plans. The VW ID on the market by the end of this year. That's the Golf-sized car that's... Don't call it a Golf. Woof. Whatever you do. It's the same size as the Golf, same shape as the Golf, really. Pretty much the same dimension, same form factor. It's not a Golf. They're calling it the ID. That's because the Golf is still on sale. and they don't want to call this the electric Golf. Anyway, moving on. Now, I mentioned the right-hand drive version of the Model 3. A right-hand drive variant of the Model 3 has been spotted recently in California in a photo shared on Reddit by a user called Mr. Salty Peanuts. Good username. A black test version of the Model 3 has been seen on the I-280. It's got dealer plates on it, says Teslarati. The sighting of the right-hand drive Model 3 is good news for European reservation holders in the UK and for those looking forward to their car. At the moment, the European markets are only being served by left-hand drive models. Tesla's online configurators open a few months prior to deliveries, so if the all-electric car maker's predictions are correct, customers in right-hand drive locations, so the UK, Australia, I'm probably thinking of forgetting a few more right now, like the UK, Hong Kong, yes, in there as well, hopefully, we'll soon have an opportunity to design vehicles over here. I say we, I'm not a reservation holder, and I always try and make clear as well, because I don't get that many emails about being Tesla dominant in the news on the podcast, and I try not to, by the way. I always try and spread it out to everyone. Clearly, I'll talk about the news that's happening, and some days it's more Tesla heavy, some days there's no Tesla news, and then once in a blue moon, I'll get a news saying, oh, you're clearly such a Tesla fanboy, and you love them more than any others, and I always like to say, I'm not a reservation holder. Yes, I've driven Teslas, but no, I've never owned one, and no, I don't own one, or will own one in the near future. That's not me ruling out owning one in the at some point in the future, but I have no skin in the game, so I don't, you know. I'm not bigging them up for any personal reasons. I'm not like those Tesla podcasts, which obviously say, hey, we always give the benefit of the doubt to Tesla. We're here to support the brand and support the mission and all those kind of things. I try and give you the unbiased news. I try. I don't know how well I do it some days. Thank you for bearing with me. Finally, by the way, a little bit of Model 3 news. Fred over at Electrek picks up today on the case of the standard Model Range 3 that isn't yet to be. At least not yet. Many buyers of Tesla's new base Model 3 with the standard battery pack. That's the $35,000 Model 3, right? The one that's kind of infamous car that was finally announced on the same day that they announced all those dealer, the showroom closures, service center closures. No, it wasn't service centers. What do they call them where Tesla sell cars? I should know that. Anyway, store closures, which kind of overshadowed the $35,000 Model 3. Anyway, I digress. Even though it was announced a few weeks ago, has anybody actually got one yet, is the question that Electrek is asking. Maybe the answer is no, because Tesla's busy upselling people to the standard Range Plus. When Tesla finally launched the $35,000 Model 3, it did say at the time 2 to 4 weeks delivery, which some thought was a little optimistic. And yet, all these weeks later, we've yet to see any evidence of a delivery of the standard Range Model 3. The automaker has, however, delivered many of the standard Range Plus. That's only a few thousand dollars extra. You get more range, you get the premium, or the standard Range Plus interior, however they brand it, slightly premium, partial premium, whatever it's called. And so Electrek has received several reports from buyers who did have a delivery date for their standard Model 3, but they've been told by Tesla they couldn't deliver the vehicle. And I wonder how many of those thought, you know what, I'm just going to upgrade. I'm just going to upgrade to standard Range Plus. I think that's what Tesla would want you to do. But anyway, the Audi A4 is a car that I think I've always been a huge fan of, actually. And the A4-sized electric sedan is coming from Audi. We have more firm news on this, but it's not coming soon. Audi's kicking off its electrification plans and moving them into high gear with the launch of the e-tron. That's going to be followed later this year. The e-tron. Has anyone got the e-tron yet either? Today's podcast is full of more questions than answers. The e-tron is due to be at least in customers' hands very, very soon. Followed later this year by the e-tron Sportback. Very stylish. Now, those two fully electric cars are going to be joined by the e-tron GT next year. That's like a Tesla Model S rivaling car, okay? And then a Q4 e-tron in the pipeline for 2020 late next year. According to Adrian Padano for Motor1.com, the e-tron GT is going to be joined, though, and it's going to be joined by a smaller version of it, the A4-sized car to go up against the Tesla Model 3. Zero-emissions car, full battery electric vehicle, built on the same platform as the e-tron GT. It's going to have about the same size as an A6, if you like, because you can get the battery pack down low, get more storage inside it, but it's going to be like the A4 on the outside. The A4-sized EV is earmarked for, and get this, 2023. 4 years away. But it's good to know that it's on Audi's roadmap, that they need a car to fight the Tesla Model 3. Crikey, by then, there'll be used Model 3s going for a good price, and actually probably used Model Ys by that time as people upgrade after a year or two. I know Audi are working hard on this, but 4 years away just seems a lifetime at the moment. The pace of change in this space, in this electric vehicle excitement that you and I are all living through, it just, everything seems so quick at the moment. Well, hey, look, Jay Leno is someone who, with his finger on the pulse of cars, likes a classic car as well. And you may have watched on YouTube Jay Leno's Garage. And if you haven't, please pause this podcast now and immediately Google Jay Leno's Garage, because he makes incredible videos and he has a wonderful collection of cars, as only Jay Leno can spend his many millions on. USA Today have been talking to Jay. While Leno has a hoard of well-kept antique cars in a custom-built bunker in Burbank, California, he's a big car lover. He has a real affinity, though, for modern vehicles with high-tech features. He says this, and I quote, "I have a Tesla Model S. That's the future. I predict a child born today, most likely by the time they're 18, will never have ridden in an internal combustion car. Electric will be the future. It wasn't until recently with new battery technology that you got hundreds and hundreds of miles on a charge. I think we'll see a 1,000-mile range soon." I'll put a link to Jay Leno's article in USA Today in the show notes for you. And finally, here's a story from, we'll go back to Electrek for this one, which I picked up. It's kind of interesting. And it's something that I see a lot of on my Twitter feed. Okay, caution, it's Twitter. But I see a lot of people in the EV community super angry with oil companies. I think I take a more pragmatic approach. Businesses just want to generate value. It's how you go about that business. I personally wouldn't go about that business by mining things and burning them. But, you know, each to their own. Major oil companies have spent $1 billion. It's a huge amount of money. $1 billion on lobbying in the US. In an overwhelmingly conflicts the Paris Agreement, says Electrek. Another report reveals today that oil execs have been laughing about their access to the Trump administration in a recording which has been located. Now, while many oil companies, says Electrek, have made a public show of green energy investments, Influence Map have looked at ExxonMobil, Royal Dutch Shell, Chevron, BP, Total, and they've used more than $1 billion in shareholders' funds since the Paris Agreement on misleading climate-related branding and lobbying, says this article. Now, Catherine Howarth is the chief exec of the London-based responsible investment charity Share Action, and she said this, and I quote, brace yourself, "Influence Map's research confirms a widely held suspicion that Big Oil's glossy sustainability reports and shiny climate statements are just all rhetoric and no action. These companies have mastered the art of corporate doublespeak by boasting about their climate credentials while quietly using their lobbying firepower to sabotage the implementation of sensible climate policy and pouring millions into groups that engage in dirty lobbying on their behalf," end quote. What do you think about that? What have you got to say about that? Give me your feedback. I'll pass it on. You can contact the show anytime and let me know your thoughts about that or any of the other stories that we report on. And I'd love to hear your perspective and your point of view, which is why we introduced Question of the Week. I love this bit. It's your bit of the show. Every Sunday, we read out the answers. Through the week, you send me your answers on email and on the forums and on the feedback forms. Thank you to myev.com for setting our Question of the Week. It's this. If EVs are going to cost more than ICE cars, at least in the short term, how much more of a premium are you willing to pay, if any? You can email me. Hello at evnewsdaily.com. On Facebook, on Twitter, on the YouTube comments, because we put the audio on YouTube, and on myev.com, you can leave me your feedback. Answers read out on Sunday, as always. There are 209 patrons of the show now. Thank you very much for checking out patreon.com, patreon.com/evnewsdaily. It's how we fund this show. And if you want to download any of the previous episodes, there are 426 previous shows online. We keep them online for free, where you get your podcasts from. The blog, by the way, simple WordPress blog, where I just archive everything, is evnewsdaily.com. If you hit subscribe on your podcast app, your podcast platform, your YouTube, whatever, hit subscribe. You haven't got to think about downloading the show each day. You just get it automatically, first and free. We love that. And if you can leave a little review anytime, that'd be amazing. But no worries if not, I know you're busy. In the meantime, I'd love to hear from you on the socials. If you search EV News Daily, you'll find me in your search. Have a wonderful day. I will catch you tomorrow. And remember, there is no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.